Look, if you imagine the amount of stuff, if you can, that just makes its way into garbage bins and ultimately into landfill, and I know we're generally getting better at recycling. Have you ever thought, though, about recycling all of the containers and things that contain our beauty products? Well, the gang at TerraCycle have got a very innovative way for schools to get involved at the moment, and the idea is they bring all the stuff into the school, and there is a chance for whoever collects the most will get a playground built out of the beauty products. From TerraCycle, to tell us a little bit more, Gemma Cazarepa. Gemma, this is a really interesting idea. Beauty products, I hadn't really thought too much about that stuff going to landfill, but obviously a lot of it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are a few things like shampoo bottles and conditioner bottles that we can put in our yellow-littered bins, but things like lipstick tubes, mascara tubes, eyeshadow palettes, they can't be recycled through council, so we decided to partner with L'Oreal Australia to make all of them recyclable.
Now, the idea is a pretty simple one for kids to get involved in schools, because I know we always love to sort of do this sort of stuff, but if for those who can get all of the mum's dad's stuff into the school, and there is a great price for whoever collects the most beauty product containers.
That's exactly right. On Monday, we're launching the Garnier and TerraCycle Recycled Playground Competition. So schools can compete to win a playground made out of recycled beauty products just by sending in used beauty products to us between October 9 and December 8. So the school that collects the most will win.
So how does it all work? Everything just comes in to the TerraCycle and it gets crushed and remade into something else? Have you got a bit of an insight into the process, Gemma?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So collectors who are collecting beauty products for us, such as schools who might be participating in the competition, they send them in to us for free through Australia Post. Then once we collect them at our facility, they are melted down, and the plastics that are used to make those products can then be turned into recycled products like park benches, cigarette ashtray holders and playgrounds.
Really is something that I just had not given a thought to. Like I said before, we just chuck a lot of these things out, particularly if it's not our standard recyclables, but a really great idea, and the school with the most will get a nice playground out of it. So, Gemma, I think you and I better head to the bathroom cupboards and find what we've got there in beauty products and get them into our local schools.
Absolutely. We want all of the community to support their local school by donating their beauty products if they're trying to win the new playground.
Of course, make sure you've used the beauty product first. You don't want to go to,
yes.
Don't want it all to go to waste.
definitely.
Thanks for your time this morning, Gemma. Good luck. And if your school's interested, that's not a bad way to get a nice free playground, would you imagine? 22 past 11 at 2 on your RFM.